بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the class on Surah Yasin. This would be verse number 55. قال الله تعالى إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون. Verily the dwellers of the paradise that day will be busy in joyful things. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of paradise. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the recompense in the previous verse, here he mentions two categories of people: the people of paradise and then the others, the people of hell. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention the deeds of the people of paradise, but in other verses He spoke about the deeds which are a cause or constitute the cause or the constitute the deeds which constitute a cause for the admittance to paradise. In other verses in the Quran, he mentioned that. And the term al-jannah, as was discussed before, in the Arabic language is a name for a garden filled with many trees, or with abundant trees. It is called as such because the abundance of the trees, the presence of these trees will act as a shield if anyone goes into such a garden. Because the letters of this word al-jannah is basically from the letters jim and noon, and all revolve around this meeting of shielding and protection. And from that is the janin, the fetus in his mother's womb, because he is shielded in her womb. Janin, from Jannah, being shielded. Also the jinn, because they are shielded from our eyes, our sight. So this is the basic meaning, or the root meaning of this word. However, the legal meaning is, the meaning of al-jannah, the legal meaning of paradise is الدار التي أعدها الله سبحانه وتعالى للمتقين فيها لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. The legal meaning of al-jannah is the abode which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one free of all imperfection, the most high, prepared for the pious. In it there is no eye that had ever seen, nor an ear had ever heard, nor it came on the thought of a human. This is the definition of paradise, the legal meaning of paradise rather. قال الله تعالى, describing paradise in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3, verse 133, the legal meaning of paradise is the abode which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one of free of all imperfection, the most high, prepared for the muttaqeen, the pious. Therein there is no eye that had ever seen, nor an ear had ever heard. And no thought had come to a human about. قال الله تعالى وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. In سورة آل عمران, in chapter 3 verse 133, وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. And march forth in the way which leads you, which leads to forgiveness from your Lord, and for paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the muttaqeen. So we should not say, and it is incorrect to say, that paradise, the paradise in the hereafter, is the garden with abundant trees. Because if one says this, then one would diminish of its rank and its status in the hearts of people. However, if you say, this is the abode which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for the pious, therein there is no eye that had ever seen, nor an ear had ever heard, or nor came on the thought of anyone, then this would be an incitement for people to work for it. قال الله تعالى, in this verse we are discussing, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمِ. Al-Yawm, meaning the day, this day, the day of resurrection. They are fi shughlin faakihun. Fi shughlin faakihun. They will be busy in joyful things. And there are two recitations here. Shughl wa shughl. Fi shughl with dhamma. Shughlin. And the other is fi shughlin, two recitations from the seven recitations. Now, what's preferable, to stick to one recitation or use both or alternate between them? The correct opinion is to alternate. Sometimes you use one recitation and other times you use another one, because all is affirmed from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And if we were to stay on one type of recitation, then we will abandon the rest. Yet we know they are legally affirmed from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So it's preferable therefore to alternate on these styles. We read by this sometimes and by the other times. Except there is an exception, and it's an important one. Except for the Imam who leads common Muslims. Except for the Imam who leads common Muslims, then he should not do that. He should not do that. Because if he recites one of the styles of recitations which is different from that which people have in their masahif, in their Quranic copies, then this will cause fitna. This will cause fitna. I will repeat. So with respect to the Imam who leads common Muslims, he should not alternate between the recitations and then therefore end up using a recitation which is not known and even different from that which people have in their masahif. Otherwise there could be a fitna due to that, and this could also shake some people's trust in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if the person is reciting for himself or amongst the seekers of knowledge, then it's preferable to use the different styles of recitations. And back to the verse now. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغَلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. Verily they will be having busy with joyful things, as if they are not thinking about anything else, because this joy they are in and the bliss they are in is make them really busy. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Kahf, in Surah Al-Kahf verse 108, خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. Wherein they shall dwell forever, no desire will they have to be removed therefrom. So they are busy from others, and they don't want to be moved or removed from that which they are in. Neither going up to higher levels, because each one of them thinks about himself to be in the most perfect bliss. From the benefits of this verse, number one, people will be two categories on that day: people of paradise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them, and the people of hell. And the people of paradise will be enjoying all joyful things and busy with them. Perfect bliss. Then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. They and their wives will be in pleasant shade, reclining on thrones. أزواجهم, plural of زوج, and it can be a title for the male or female. It is said, this is زوج such and such, female, meaning the husband of such and such female. And it is said also, هذه زوج فلان, she is the زوج of such and such male. So they and their wives will be in pleasant shade, no sun to melt them or overheat the environment around them, rather only lights. Some people of knowledge said the light, if that is like the light which occurs or takes place or comes between the time of emergence of dawn and sunrise, it is a light type of light, bright but light. على الأرائك, أريكة like thrones, متكئون, reclining, and they could be reclining with their wives being there or in the absence of their wives being there. From the benefits of this verse, people of paradise will have wives, and these wives are described by many great descriptions. From that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described in Surah Ar-Rahman 55-56. قال الله تعالى فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. Wherein both will be those maidens restraining their glances upon their husbands, whom no man or jinn has touched before them. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Ar-Rahman verse 70, the same surah, فيهن خيرات حسان. فيهن خيرات حسان. Therein gardens will be fair wives, good and beautiful. Good and beautiful. So they restrain their gazes upon their husbands. They don't look except at him, because she sees that her husband is the most perfect husband, and therefore she doesn't glance upon anyone else. Also they themselves, the husbands, refrain or restrain their glances upon their wives. The husband does not glance upon any other one except his wives. Everyone is satisfied with his companion. And also they are khayratun hisan, good manners, beautiful faces and bodies. And their descriptions in the Quran are many. And the second benefit is that there is no sun in paradise. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ. وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ. They and their wives will be in pleasant shade. There is light, there's no darkness. The third benefit, the complete comfort of Ahlul Jannah. The complete comfort of Ahlul Jannah, of people of paradise. Because reclining, Allah described them reclining, and the reclining comes from someone who is comfortable and satisfied. The more the person is comfortable, the more the person is satisfied, the more he is comfortable. And from the benefits of this verse is that the people of paradise will have all joyful things, including fruits, and all their food will be joyful, enjoying it. And that the people of paradise, they will have everything they wish. Even they will be given more, because Allah said, and therein there is no eye that had ever seen, etc. And from the benefits of this verse, this noble Quran is oft repeated, its verses resembling each other in goodness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the thing and mentions its opposite. Because if he would mention the aspect of hope without the aspect of fear, then the aspect of hope will preponderate the aspect of fear, and man would feel secure from the plot of Allah. And if he would have mentioned the aspect of fear without the aspect of hope, then man would fall in despair from the mercy of Allah. So when Allah mentions the joy and the bliss, He mentions its opposite. And when he mentions the people of paradise, he mentions the people of hell, and so on. And this is one meaning of the verse in Surah Az-Zumar 39:23. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathani. Allah has sent down the best statement, a book, its parts resembling each other in goodness and truth, oft repeated. Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathaniya taqsha'irru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum. The skins of those who fear their Lord shiver from it when they recite it or hear it. This brings the end of the scheduled discussion for tonight. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.